Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
An ordinance was enacted by the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly amending KPB 4.10.060 and 4.10.110 to eliminate the requirement that the informational election brochure be mailed to every borough box holder and to eliminate the requirement for the borough clerk to seek authorship advocating approval and rejection of ballot propositions. Borough Vice President Tyson Cox explained the first part of the ordinance.
There are two major things that are happening here. The first one is it's going to be an online version of this, which we already do have. The biggest change will be that we just won't mail them to people's mailboxes. They will be able to get them at this location and several other locations. They are available in hard copy to folks. What we were finding is that there are stacks of them that are being left at the post office and that people really aren't utilizing those as much as they used to. I mean, the way we use technology and the way that we get our information has changed, and not everyone gets it that way, but we wanted to be very clear that people still can get it that way. With that, we do have an amendment. The amendment itself is going to talk about having a postcard for the next 3 years. It was in the memo, but we did talk about it today, and Mr. Kevorkian and I decided that we would go on an amendment that would put that into this ordinance so that it's very clear of what our wishes are.
Cox then described the second portion of the ordinance.
The second part to this is the part of taking out, repealing KPB 4.10.110B, which does take out the authorship for rejection or approval of a ballot to seek authorship advocating for one or the other. And I am in support of taking that out. And part of the reason I support that is that there is no requirement to that. Is people can literally write anything they want. The borough does not change anything unless there are swear words in it. So it doesn't have to be true, doesn't have to be spelled correctly, doesn't have to have anything of any consequence to it. It could just be somebody saying whatever they feel for that. And it doesn't, again, have to be true.
There were mixed opinions from the public. The supporters of the ordinance claim that the voter education is critical for wise decisions and technology is a good alternative. Those opposed to the ordinance claim that we should not be limiting provided access to information, and postcards are just as likely to end up in the landfill as a pamphlet. Other options offered alternatives to this ordinance, including reducing the number of mailed information and other suggestions. The enacting of this ordinance replaces the mailing of the brochure with publishing the informational brochure online and providing a mechanism for interested voters to request a hard copy, as that appears to be a more targeted approach. Printed copies will be available in the borough clerk's office. In addition, the borough clerk's office will send a postcard to every registered voter for the next 3 years that includes a link to the internet address where the voter pamphlet can be found online. Board of Games South Central Proposals, Board of Fish Statewide Fin Fish Proposals, and discussion of proposals to submit for the Board of Fish Lower Cook Inlet Meeting and Joint Board will be the main items of discussion at the 2023 Homer Fishing Game Advisory Committee public meeting scheduled for January 24th at the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve. Full links at RadioKenai.com. Holding training sessions and using the available conference room at the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center will be more expensive following the Wednesday approval of the City of Kenai Resolution 2023-03. The City of Kenai's current exclusive use agreements of the facility has expired, creating the opportunity and need for a new fee structure. The resolution amends the City of Kenai's schedule of rates, charges, and fees to establish new fees for conference and training rooms at the Alaska Regional Fire Training Center. Read more on this story and find information about the fees at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.